Senate will come to order. The senators indicate their presence by voting.
The roll shows 19 senators present this morning.
Pastor Dan Pollard of Bethany Baptist Church will give the invocation.
Our Father, we thank you this day, for this day and for the opportunity to enjoy this life you have given us. We thank you for the snow and the rain as well as the sunshine. We ask your blessing once again upon this Senate and pray that your wisdom will rest upon each one of us. May your word govern our decisions so that we will continue to receive your blessings. For it's in Jesus' name we ask. Amen.
Just remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Senator Bias.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. President.
Senator Fake.
Senator Sackett asked me to inform the body he is in a meeting in the governor's office, and that's why he's not here this morning.
Thank you. Secretary, please certify the journal.
I wish to certify the journal for the 79th day with a correction on page 2189, change Monday to Tuesday.
Senator Halford.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified and corrected by the Senate Secretary.
Hearing no objection. The guest for introduction. Messages from the governor.
Messages of April 1. Dear Senator Bennett, Mr. Robert Taylor, appointee to the Occupational Safety and Health Review Board, has submitted his resignation effective immediately. Please remove Mr. Taylor's name from the confirmation list submitted to you on February 12, 1986. Dear Senator Bennett, pursuant to Alaska Statute 39580, I submit the following names for legislative confirmation of appointments to the positions noted to the Guide Licensing and Control Board, Edward J. Gamble, Sr. of Angoon.
Resources.
To the Occupational Safety and Health Review Board, Donald F. Hoff, Jr. of Ketchikan.
Labor and Commerce.
Sincerely, Bill Sheffield, Governor. Those are the messages from the governor today.
Messages from the House.
April 1, the House made a technical amendment to the title of Committee Substitute for Hospital Number 148, Judiciary, title amended, and transmitted for concurrence of the new title. The House passed this bill April 1, 1985, and the Senate passed the bill on March 10, 1986.
Brought it back to order, Senator Halford.
I move that the Senate concur in the House amendment to the committee substitute for House Bill 148, Judiciary, and recommend the members vote yes. That's a technical amendment. It was an amendment to the title.
Ready for the question?
Question.
Question being, so the Senate concur in the technical amendment to the title of committee substitute for House Bill 148, Judiciary. Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary, I'll lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 4 absent.
And so the Senate has concurred in the technical amendment, thus adopting committee substitute for House Bill 148, Judiciary, title amendment. Are there any communications?
I do have one other House message, Mr. President. The House passed and returned Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 24 relating to appointment of representatives to the Pacific Fisheries Legislative Task Force. This has been sent to enrolling, and those are the messages from the House.
Any communications?
We have no communications today.
Reports to standing committees.
The Rules Committee considered Senate Bill Number 251, Regulation of the Practice of Psychology, recommends calendar April 2. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Fakes, Josephson, and Coghill. The Rules Committee considers Senate Bill Number 365, providing that a broker is the agent of an insurer for payment of premium, and Senate Bill Number 370, aid to families with dependent children and to child support and enforcement, recommends calendar April 2nd. Signed, Senator Kelly, Chairman, concurring Senators Bennett, Fakes, and Coghill. These bills are on today's calendar, and those other standing committee reports today.
Reports of special committees?
Yeah, no special committee reports.
New resolutions?
There are no new resolutions.
New bills for introduction?
Sponsor substitute for Senate Bill Number 391 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act relating to the ethical conduct of governmental activities and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 471 by the Transportation Committee, an act relating to driver's licenses.
Transportation.
Those were the new bills today.
This brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Will the Secretary please read the first item of today's calendar?
Senate Bill Number 251 by Senators Curtula and Josephson, an act relating to regulation of the practice of psychology and providing for an effective date. Labor and Commerce Committee waived referral. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill, recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute, Health and Social Services. Attached a letter of intent and zero fiscal notes with analysis. Signing due pass for Senator Farenkamp, Chairman, and Senator Josephson. Signing no recommendation with Senator DeVries. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Farenkamp.
Mr. President, I move the Senate committee substitute. Hess, ask unanimous consent.
Hearing no objection, Hess committee substitute has been adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 251 Hess by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act relating to regulation of the practice of psychology and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Hess Committee substitute for Senate Bill 251 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Hearing no objection, the bill is now before us in third reading. Will the Secretary please read the bill?
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 251 Hess, an act relating to regulation of the practice of psychology and providing for an effective date.
Be at ease for a moment. Senator Farenkamp.
Mr. President, I move the Hess Committee letter of intent. What it does is outline the program criteria to be proposed in the regulations for the bill. And the points of agreement by the board and the Division of Occupational License and the sponsor and APA was that APA approval is measure of highest quality. And since this is one thing that's done away with within the bill, we have to set up what those criteria would be. I move the letter of intent. Ask unanimous consent.
Senator Rick?
I would ask the good chair through the body, and the letter of intent for the subsection 6, is that proper English?
I consider it proper English. What is the problem, sir?
Do you ask unanimous consent?
Ask unanimous consent.
Without objection, Hess Committee letter of intent has been adopted.
Mr. President, in the bill, we've deleted the requirement. We've had quite a bit of testimony from the psychologists, et cetera, that the board has been very, very restrictive in issuance of licensing. And one of the problems has been that the American Psychological Association has been the standard that has been enforced in that board. What we've done in this would be to take, you'd have to be a graduate of a program that meets the criteria that's established by the board, by regulation. And those regulations would be coming before this body next year at the beginning of the session for approval. The points that brought about this legislation, or that if you are a practicing psychologist, you must be supervised for 3 years before you can be licensed. And then during that three-year period, you have to have 1 hour a week of personal interviews. Once licensed, then you must be supervised for 5 years. The way it is now, you're supervised for life in their regulations. During that 5 years, you have contact, face-to-face consultation once a month. Then you could practice on your own. There's a... It would enhance the efforts to improve the delivery of psychological services in Alaska. I ask your support.
Ready for the question? The question being, so committee substitute for Senate Bill 251, Hess, with letter of intent, passed the Senate. Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
May the help us.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent for the roll call and final passage of committee substitute for Senate Bill 251. Pass to be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, effective date clause is adopted, and so committee substitute for Senate Bill 251 Hess with letter of intent is passed to Senate with effective date clause. Will the Secretary please read the next item on today's calendar?
Senate Bill number 365 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act providing that a broker is the agent of an insurer for payment of premium and providing for an effective date. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill, recommends to be replaced with the committee substitute LNC. Senator Eliason, Vice Chairman, and Senators Bennett and Ray signed do pass. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Zarr. Move for the adoption of the committee substitute.
Mr. President, may we have a brief at ease? Mr. President.
I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 365, Labor and Commerce, be returned to the Labor and Commerce Committee for some additional technical amendments.
Hearing no objection, SB 365 be returned to Labor and Commerce. Secretary, please read the next item on today's calendar.
Senate Bill number 370 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act relating to aid to families with dependent children and to child support and enforcement and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill. Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, and Senators Josephson, Paul Fisher, and Sturgalewski signed do pass. Senator DeVries signed a recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommend do pass. Signed, Senator Fakes, co-chairman, concurring Senators Curtula, Ferguson, Hoffer, Paul Fisher, Eliason, and Sackett. There are no amendments.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 370 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed in final passage.
Hearing no objection, the bill is now before us for third reading. Will the Secretary please read the bill?
Senate Bill number 370, an act relating to aid to families with dependent children and to child support and enforcement and providing for an effective date.
Senator Fahrenkamp.
Mr. President, this bill is a corrective measure from the major bill that we passed last year. There were two or three items that were not in compliance with federal requirements that we did not get into the bill last year. This corrects two incorrect references and brings the statute into compliance with federal law. I'll be happy to answer any other questions. If there are none, then I would urge your support.
Ready for the question? The question being, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 365, Labor and Commerce, pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary, lock the roll. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, record the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
Senator Hoffman.
Mr.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent to the roll call and final passage of Senate Bill 370 be considered the roll call and the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted. So, committee substitute for Senate Bill 365, Labor and Commerce, has passed the Senate with the effective date clause.
This is Senate Bill 370, Mr. President.
Pardon?
This is Senate Bill 370.
Yeah, you're off. To be at ease. Adam, it's Senate Bill 370. The Secretary, please read the citation calendar.
I move and ask unanimous consent that I be considered a co-sponsor of the Paul Brown citation.
Without objection.
Mr. President.
Senator.
I would like to ask for the same courtesy, please, sir.
Hearing no objection.
Same purpose.
Senator Ray.
I'd like to be shown as co-sponsor on the Angoon basketball team.
Hearing no objection.
Citation honoring Paul Brown by Senators Rohde, Sackett, Vic Fisher, Josephson, Fakes, and Strzelewski, and Kurtula, should be Josephson, Kurtula, Fakes, and Strzelewski. A citation honoring Angoon Old Timers basketball team 1986 gold medal C champions by Representatives Gaughan, Porcheau, and Senators Lyason and Ray.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be adopted.
Hearing no objection, citation calendar has been adopted. Brings us to the end of today's calendar. Senator Joseph?
I would like to point out to the body that the gentleman we just honored, Paul Brown, is observing the Senate this morning, and I'd like to salute his presence here in view of the citation of today.
Brings us to unfinished business. Senator Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for House Joint Resolution number 67, requesting the United States Congress to establish advanced all-weather satellite coverage of the North Pacific waters, be waived from the State Affairs Committee and sent to the next committee of referral, which is Natural Resources.
Hearing no objection. Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Boone?
Yes. Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to call, on Friday, April the 4th.
Hearing no objection. Senator Fakes?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that Senate Bill 429, regulations that affect small governmental jurisdictions, have a further referral to finance. There looks like there are four or five fiscal notes on the bill, sir.
Objection. Mr. Zlitsky?
Yes, I move and ask unanimous consent that the five-day prior notice rule be waived for H.J.R. 67, requesting the U.S. Congress to establish advanced all-weather satellite coverage of North Pacific waters. This resolution has had public hearings on the House side, and it's important, if we can, to get that passed by this weekend. Fine. Unanimous consent. I also move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call not from the Senate, not subject to a call on April 7th and 8th to on state business to attend a meeting in Vancouver, B.C.
Senator Paul Fisher.
So I move and ask for unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call on April 7th, 8th, and 9th for state business.
Hearing no objection. Senator Kurtula.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from a call on the 7th and 8th. I expect to be here in the afternoon of the 7th.
Hearing no objection. Move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the call on the 4th of April, official state business. Senator Farrancamp.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Hess referral of Senate Bill 205 be waived and it proceed on to finance. It's the act providing for the issuance of general obligation bonds in the amount of $31,880,000 for the purpose of paying the cost of community college land acquisition, design and construction, and providing for an effective date.
Brings me to announcement of committee meetings. Senator Fakes.
Thank you, Mr. President. The Finance Committee will meet tomorrow morning at 8:30 in Senate Finance Room. Senate Bill 100, an act prohibiting salaries for certain employees from exceeding the governor's salary, will be up. Senate Bill 138, an act relating to pricing and promotion of alcoholic beverages. Senate Bill 319, an act creating the Special Education Service Agency and providing for an effective date. Senate Bill 453, an act relating to Memorial Scholarship Revolving Loans and creating the A.W. Bindle, Memorial Scholarship Loan. SJR 12, relating to the Office of State Treasurer. SJR 41, proposing amendments to the Constitution relating to an appropriation limit. House Bill 58, relating to fisheries business tax. And House Bill 380, relating to public utility water and sewer service extensions. And that bill will have a teleconference with several sites.
Mr. President, tomorrow at 1:30 in the Belts Room, Hess Committee will be considering Senate Bill 436 relating to the establishment of an Agricultural Science Memorial Chair and continuing discussion on the mental health trust plans.
Senator Rody?
Mr. President, the Senate Judiciary Committee will meet today at 1:30 in the Belts Room rather than the Buttrovich Room. The bills are posted on the board.
Mr. Zelensky?
President, Senate Resources today, 1:30, following bills, HJR 67 regarding the all-weather satellite, HCR 18, Bristol Bay Salmon Management Policies, SB 460, Water Quality and Placer Mining, SCR 18, Guide Licensing and Control Board, and SB 468, creating the Rail Belt Energy Fund. And just a brief notice, there's been some interest on it. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock, House Special Committee on Oil and Gas has invited Senate Resources and others to attend a briefing regarding the Valdez Oil Terminal facility oversight.
Senator Booth?
Mr. President, tomorrow we will continue our hearings on 454, Senate Bill 454 regarding legislative salaries. Hope to be able to finish that up. We'll also be hearing Senate Bill 391. Executive ethics.
Senator Farrancamp?
Mr. President, two announcements. Tomorrow afternoon at 5:30, there will be an AWARE reception. And then at 7:30, they'll be showing the film Color Purple. That's the Alaska State Medical Association reception at the Baranoff Treadwell Room. And then tomorrow at 7 o'clock, it's the annual PALS Chili Cook-Off at the Yacht Club, in case any of you are in the competition.
Senator Kelly?
Mr. President, there will be a Rules Committee meeting today at 1 o'clock for the purpose of calendaring bills.
Brings us special orders. Senator Helfrich?
Mr. President, there'll be a majority caucus on adjournment. I move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. tomorrow.